Halfway down the Mount of Olives, overlooking Jerusalem, is a little church called Dominus Flavit, the Lord Wept. It's shaped like a teardrop, and it marks the place where Jesus stopped and wept on Palm Sunday on his way to Jerusalem. In front of the altar, there is a circular mosaic of a mother hen gathering her chicks under her wings. And around it in Latin are Jesus' words from the Gospel of Luke. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. These words, you were not willing. These words are set in a pool of red below the chicks. In today's gospel, Jesus enters Jerusalem, acutely aware of its history of rejecting God's messengers. He knows that it will be soon become his turn. But he's not angry. He's just profoundly sad. He wants to gather his people and protect them, like a hen protects its chicks. Yet they are not willing. Just for a moment, though, it does look promising as Jesus rides into the city on a donkey, and the people welcomed him as a great hero. They wave their palms about as if they cheer him on, and the air is filled with joy. But soon afterwards, the very same people turn on Jesus. They are so fickle. Jesus is spat upon, beaten, whipped, mocked. He's hit in the head and given a crown of thorns. He's forced to carry that awful, heavy cross. His clothes are stolen. Huge nails pierce his hands and feet. He's given sour vinegar to drink. He's left for dead, and just to make sure, his heart is pierced with a lance. Why does Jesus suffer like this? It's because people don't want to change. They don't want to hear his message of love. They don't want to learn about peace and healing and forgiveness and mercy. They don't want to gather under his protective wings. They would rather live shallow, worldly, selfish lives. So Jesus is crucified. Friends, Jesus' mission hasn't changed. He's still trying to teach us and our world about love. He's trying to teach us about peace and forgiveness and healing and hope. He's trying to gather you and me under his protective wings. But so many, too many of us refuse. We much rather prefer to live worldly lives. Let me do it my way, not God's way. That is why Jesus is still being mocked and beaten and crucified today. As good Pope John the 23rd said every night before he said his prayers, kneeling before a crucifix in his room, he said, "Forgive us, Lord, for crucifying you a second time." Recently, I read about a farmer inspecting his property after a bushfire. And as he searched the rubble, he found a dead hen with her wings outstretched. Her feathers had been scorched by smoke and flames. When the farmer removed her body, four little chicks came out from underneath, chirping and cheeping. That hen, that mother hen, had sacrificed herself, protecting her children. Friends, that's what Jesus did for you and me on the cross. As the psalmist promised in Psalm 91, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Jesus still wants to cover us with his feathers. He wants to gather us under his wings so that we may find refuge and hope and love. Jesus still wants to protect you and me from the dangers of this world. He still wants to teach us how to live and love, and above all, hope and trust. But the final question, are you and I really willing?